The conservative Sutherland Institute has released a new video that argues against the Bears Ears National Monument proposal. KUER's Judy Faze reports.
The video's headline asks if the Obama administration will stifle the American dream in Utah's poorest county. It features children saying what they want to be when they grow up, and a girl concludes,
"But when somebody takes away your land and livelihood, can you really be anything you want to be?"
Matthew Anderson is policy analyst for Sutherland's Coalition for Self-Government in the West. He says the people of San Juan County should be central to any Bears Ears decision.
And they've largely been ignored and oftentimes drowned out by outside groups. And so the point of this video is to make sure that those people had their voices heard in this debate.
Interior Secretary Sally Jewell visited Southern Utah for 4 days last month and heard from residents and officials. She was also reviewing a tribal coalition's proposal for a new Bears Ears National Monument. People generally agree on preserving the area's rich archaeological sites, but they disagree on whether tribal traditions and local culture will be preserved if the Obama administration creates a monument. Mike Matz is director of the Public Lands Program for the Pew Charitable Trusts. He disputed the video's premise.
"Well, the children are very cute, and they seem very earnest and genuine, but nobody's taken away anybody's land here."
Pew favors protecting land in San Juan County, and its latest poll shows 55% of Utahns want to see a Bears Ears National Monument. Matz pointed out it will still be public land owned by San Juan County's children and all Americans. Judy Faze, KUER News.